JonesMechanicalInc.com.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 14 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock and 59 degrees at our studios here on the east side of Red Oak. And I have the opportunity and pleasure now to visit with Aaron Johnson. Aaron, grab that mic and pull it up a little closer. How are you?
Yeah, doing great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Nice to see you.
Yeah, thank you.
Your phone's going nuts this morning.
Yeah, it's a little bit on the rocky side. I was watching my son go across the stage yesterday, and I think I had 5 inspections by the time the ceremony started, the time he walked across. So, yeah it's busy.
So, tell me, what's his plan? What's he doing? Where's he headed? What's going on?
Well, he finished up high school online, and he's already working hard at it at the truck centers up in Omaha on 144th Street. He's a diesel tech. Kind of got involved in that through Caleb Mertz, fellow here in the local community. He's kind of looks up to him, and he got him interested in it. He loves what he does. I don't like turning wrenches. He loves it.
Well, there you go.
He's up there working hard away, and he's also going to get a degree from Iowa Western. They have a fantastic program now.
That's
so
awesome.
His is nothing but working hard and buying lots of tools. What I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about that is you don't have to like it as long as he enjoys it. Everyone's happy.
It's so fun to see a smile on his face.
You
he
bet.
Truly loves it.
That's cool. So, Aaron, we've known each other a long time, sat in a press box a time or two through the years and all different sorts of things. But Ibex Roofing, I've known of Ibex Roofing, but I don't know about Ibex Roofing.
Okay.
And here we are today.
Here we are today.
So tell me, I want you to give me your big 30,000-foot view, Ibex Roofing. What are you? What do you do?
Okay, well, so for 2 years I've been co-owner in this Ibex Roofing, and we cut our teeth on doing elementary schools out in western Nebraska. My goal is to stay here local in Red Oak, Iowa, and the surrounding communities. I live 6 miles south of town. That's where I've centered my operations at for here in Red Oak. And, our goal is we help folks with their roofs. Now, it doesn't have to be commercial or million-dollar jobs, which is kind of where we almost got our start at. Our bread and butter is doing asphalt houses, asphalt roofing, and highest quality. But my biggest asset to folks are not just simply putting on roofs. I have 4 quality crews. One specializes in flat roofs, but they can also do asphalt. One specializes in hidden fastener metal, which they're also building pole barns, and barn dominiums is what's keeping us busy, so we utilize that. I'm here today to talk to you about storm restoration.
Sure.
I don't like to concentrate on it. I don't like to make a roofing business plan out of chasing storms. However, it's kind of the nature of the beast, especially when it lands in your backyard.
Right.
Okay?
Well, yeah, it hits home, literally.
Exactly. So my goal is to put back the highest quality material. Insurance typically pays accordingly to be able to put on Class 4 impact resistance. There's no reason to go with inferior products. Insurance is changing and evolving. I've actually been trained by 3 different major insurance carriers on their claims consultation process. So my goal is to, when doing an inspection, make sure they have enough damage to quantify a claim. And then only I ask that they contact their insurance agent. I never want them to contact directly, and I'll tell you, most of the folks in this business will say, go call and make a claim. You don't got nothing to lose. I'm telling you, there is ramifications for putting in a claim. We have fantastic insurance agents in this community. I have stopped in and talked to all of them. I'm either related or friends with all of them, okay?
Yeah.
I want you to trust them. I can give you advice, but I always want you to hear it from the horse's mouth. So please, please consult with them. And by the way, let's back up just a minute. There is no reason to rush this process. I mean, I'm talking about Ibex, but I want you to understand where my stance is on this. I'm an old man in the business, kind of, and so I approach it in a much slower way.
Wait a minute now. I think you're younger than I am, Aaron.
I don't know. I feel that way because there's a lot of, I don't want to say young honyocks, but like there's a lot of young kids in this business. Like that's, I don't know why they kind of gravitate towards it, but I'm known for being that guy that takes care of the widow. So I lost my dad 5 years ago to help my mom through these situations. I'm known kind of as being that guy that helps older folks that needs a little gentler hand, that we take our time, and then I build that trust in order to help out their kids. And then I work on simply referrals. You haven't heard much from me on advertising, have you?
No, not much.
I am the quiet guy that once I help someone, I'm kind of busy with usually 3 or 4 people after doing a job. Very rare in this business to collect the final check and people to be happy and smile and love getting that certificate that says a 10-year workmanship warranty. If they have leaks or any problems, Not a lot of people have that. I mean, I've had companies come through for the storm last year that are big name companies out of Omaha that are very well known trucks that I got to fix some problems. They didn't stand behind their. So I'm really good at doing repairs too. Like, I'm not going to shy away from that.
So you have all of the, and I see in front of me, you do have the permit here too.
Number one permit number issued one. In Montgomery, in Red Oak, Iowa today, laminated, ready to go.
There you go.
Yep. So the reason I wanted to get that is because I'm not going to knock on doors per se, but if I just can't help myself, because if I get a referral somewhere and do an inspection and I've got my drone up, because I'm a drone, I get that high resolution imagery to help out with the insurance process. A lot of times the neighbors, if they're not outside and I see something, I kind of have to knock on the door, and in order to knock on that door, I need to be official and have this peddler's permit. The nice thing about this is, I will say, Kerry's doing a great job down at the city office. They're navigating this with tons of guys in there today.
Yeah.
And they do require, like, I love it because they do require our license number. They do require proof of insurance. They do require tax permit. So guys, if they have their peddler, just number one, someone comes to your door, ask for their peddler's permit. And that's a good way to avoid the folks that you shouldn't be talking to.
So, and the other thing is, you mentioned that you take your time. Don't get in a hurry because you don't need somebody to come in and twist your arm to try to make you do something right.
No, and don't sign anything. So, you don't even need to sign a single inspection letter. Nothing.
Yeah.
I do business. I'm not going to tie you into anything until you agree to do the roof. Yeah. And I'm not going to have you agree to do the roof until I do the legwork for you with insurance, whether that's talking to your agent, alongside you after you do and have a consultation, or whether it's working directly with your insured. I don't want anybody, no need to sign anything, folks. This is small town Iowa. We should be able to handshake until it's time to throw a roof on.
So you work in all sorts of residential, flat, metal, commercial, all sorts of, well, basically every roof type you work.
Correct. The hidden fastener is really popular now, especially with barn dominiums, and it takes a special crew to do that.
And you work all over the region. Where do you work, Aaron?
I mean, I got
you
called.
You want to be here in Red Oak,
right? I do, but with the drone and the FAA licensure, I got called by some insurance companies, go do churches in Dunlap. You may have heard recently they had a little issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, we had to do some that's unwalkable.
Yeah.
So we need that. The other nice thing is I have had fights with helping to convince insurance to approve roofs. And along with that, it's great to have the drone photography, and it has software on there for AI detection that I simply don't have to call and be on hold for 48, like for south of town, just south of me, on hold for 48 hours with an insurance company to go from a repair to an obvious full replacement. I can now just send 30-second clip of drone photography, and it outlines where the damage is. And they say, oh, now it makes sense.
Yeah.
So much easier than just a phone up close.
Right.
And, yeah, the adjuster's job is to do that. But if they're not – my goal is to be the perfect trinity of the roof business, and it's impossible almost. But I try and walk that line.
Right.
I want to, number one, be there for the homeowner, but I typically end up knowing the insurance agent, and I really want to be good – I want to be on their side too and do the right thing. And then lastly, I want to be on the insurance side. I know a lot of companies supplement the heck out of these jobs, and insurance companies literally loathe those companies. I don't do that. So I do my best to keep all three of these entities happy. My number one priority is the homeowner.
Yeah.
But I've stopped in and had this conversation with all of the insurance agents here in town. I kid you not. And we've talked, and they know that I want them to use me as far as telling if there's legitimate damage, as far as if we can quantify hail. I pay a lot of money for extra hail apps. I know you have great weather here, but I have these apps that roll on my phone that tell me exactly what insurance is going to see for damage, and it's important to line up what meteorology says happened with what we're saying happened for damage.
Okay? Sure. So you're licensed, you're insured, you have your permit, you work. We're talking in the country sunshine listening area here, really, and you have crews ready to go.
I have four crews ready to go.
They might be busy now. I don't know. But again, you start the process. You're going to work with the homeowner.
Correct.
That's your number one priority there.
My main goal is to sit and work with the homeowner on the day of the build. I'm the project manager. I make sure everything goes smoothly. Even though I'm not the guy on the roof doing it, I am solely responsible for it. Don't kid me. Don't kid yourself. I've done the roofing, and I will get up there and help when they're running behind, or if there's rain coming.
Yeah.
I do get up and help. It's just not my job is to run for extra materials so my guys don't have to leave.
Yeah.
My goal is to have the here's what it looks like if you have your roof done by me. I drop the materials the day before from supplier. And then my crew shows up early in the morning, as early as the city allows for their permits. I believe here in Red Oak it's 7 o'clock, but sometimes if not, I'll show up a little earlier. We'll be tearing off. It'll be a little noisy. Hopefully on an average-sized house, if it's under 30 squares, I should be done by 2 in the afternoon. Cleaned up, and you should have a spotless property with no nails.
Ready to go.
That's my goal.
Yeah.
And so my actual goal is, in this situation, is to do 4 of those every single day for the next 20 days.
Okay.
That's what my velocity is. I know everybody says all the local companies can't do enough roofs to do it, and we do have to rely on out-of-town. That's what their favorite shtick is going to be. And I'm not afraid of out-of-town, folks. I love competition, and I embrace it. But here's the deal. I want you to, if you sign or want to think about going with an out-of-town company, I want you to allow yourself the opportunity, and not just me, any local Red Oak address business that is licensed and insured, I want you to request that they double look, you know, at what you're getting into with that outside company, or look at your scope of work from insurance. Ask what they can do for you and see if you feel comfortable with them too, to give them an opportunity. They might not be as far behind as what you think. And I guess I'm a little arrogant in the fact that I want to do 4 a day. I can literally do the town of Red Oak in 2 months.
I want people to consider local, like you say, not that you are afraid of out-of-town people. That's not the point. The point is that you're here, you live here, your business is here. And like you said, all of the other local contractors that are here, because these are the people that work in the press box. These are the people that work at the concession stand. These are the people that are asked to contribute to pick your organization, and they're involved in those organizations. They're the ones that are here doing that.
Absolutely.
That's why you consider local first. You'll see them at the grocery store. You'll see them downtown. That's why you see that.
They're also interacting with my children now. My kids are now buying houses in this community.
Yeah,
I have
right.
grandkids.
Right.
But to go one step farther, I was talking to, I'll just say Rick Taylor the other day.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He was telling me when Red Oak gets hit, it's going to be tough because there's a lot of folks with ACV policies. And he's absolutely true. I'm already finding it correct. So what that means, I'm not going to get into specifics. You talk to your insurance agent about it. What it means is, aside from your deductible, there'll be a little bit more to come up with. I want everybody to be aware of the fact that a lot of folks, you want to have clarity is what I call it. I want you to know exactly what you're getting into for dollars before you agree to go with myself. One of the things that will be hidden and very much glossed over is someone asking you to do business and they talk about dollars later. So if anybody signed a document already, or if they do and then they hear this interview, reach out to me. I'll help get them out. We don't need to sign anything. You'll have 3 days since they came to your house in order to get rid of that by making a simple phone call. Call me. I'll come to your house. I'll help you make that phone call. You don't have any obligation to do anything with me. Like I told the insurance agents, I want them to abuse me as far as using my services and resources. I have an immense amount of resources. I told you the other day I got the call at 2:48 to go do a 50x90 tarp on a very signature building here in town.
Yeah.
And within 2 hours, I had a crew of 10 here, and we tarped it and saved them. It was you saw the video. Literally raining inside.
Yeah. It was remarkable. Yeah.
And so I have those resources.
So you're going to have the price up front. I know what it's going to cost before. It's not wait till later.
You're going to know what it's going to cost out of your pocket. Exactly.
All right. Very good. Aaron Johnson with me, Ibex Roofing. So, Aaron, how can people get in touch with you?
712-789-0220. And at this point in time, because of what's going on, I request texts. I will gladly call if you say that it's an emergency and it's literally, but right now we have some true emergencies that we're getting to at this point in time and addressing as soon as I'm done with this interview, kicking it off. So they'll see my truck around town. They probably already have. I love my tagline. You'll get a kick out of it. Done right every single time.
You worked on that one a while, didn't you?
I did, but I love it.
You worked on that
it's
one a while.
It's so fun. Yeah.
Done right every single time.
Yeah, and so my last of 6 kids just graduated. I know I had one the same age as yours, a couple of yours, so we've been around the bend. I know most folks, if they don't know me or they know my relation. I'm kind of the guy that's been here for a long time.
That's right. 712-789-0220.
Correct. Local number.
Yes, it. Okay.
Yep.
So what else do we need to talk about, Aaron? What do we leave out that we want to make sure we touch on? Give you a shoot you a text. You prefer a text.
Yep.
Is the preference.
Right now, I mean, always feel free to call, but right now in these next 48 hours, I would appreciate a text. Maybe sum up what you've got going on. Maybe send me a picture or two. Let me help out with that. But yeah. I've got a drone, and I've got a lot of batteries charged and ready to go, and I've got an upgraded one coming soon. Drone photography is just hands down, you have to have that to document your damage and get the property as a whole. You might have a lot of cleanup that you could possibly quantify under your insurance in order to get some help with that. But I'll tell you right now, last year, almost 30% of my jobs were retail jobs. And that just sounds like a simple statement. But the reason I'm telling you that is because the reason you're seeing so many door knockers, people are out there because it's a very lucrative business. And they can literally rape these I shouldn't say that, but like terrible on dollars, you know, with insurance. I do a lot of great work with the highest quality products for tight margins stay very competitive.
I want you to explain that to me just a minute. You said level four.
Class 4 impact resistance. So okay, that means is you can drop a half-inch ball bearing from 10 feet onto this piece of asphalt, and it's going to land 10 times before breaking the fiber on the mat. It's called a Underwriters Laboratories UL-2218. And by the way, I have the documents for your insurance company that I fill out when I'm done, and I hand deliver it to your insurance agent. Some companies have forms for me to fill out so that you can get up to and I don't want to say numbers, but there's a substantial discount you can get on your premium, mm-hmm. and our premiums are all going up, and they will now, too, keep in mind. But that's just the nature of what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So those documents, they're very important. Class 4 impact resistance can mitigate a lot of damage for hail. I put some on in Fremont just up north of Omaha, and then we had that huge storm, and it was about time that big thing blew up there. I went and inspected some roofs after that major hail, and it was 2.5 inches, really jagged, and I had just put it on in the fall, and it was surprising. It mitigated all of that damage. It's just, you know, shingles at its element are tar, and, you know, it's fiberglass and tar and asphalt, but it's the way they put it together with some of the new technology. A lot of folks are gravitating to steel because, by the way, regular barn tin is also class 4 impact resistance, but I'll never, ever be able to warranty it on your house if the fasteners are exposed. If you do hidden fastener, which is like what you'll see high-quality commercial buildings, that is absolutely warrantable, but mm-hmm. it's also at a premium price.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you ask me what to do, that's a personal preference. I can design your house digitally to show you what it would look like. And then one last thing, I do want to mention that James Hardy Siding, we are a James Hardy Siding Alliance member. Please, folks, go on and take a look at what James Hardy does. Oh, my gosh. Their pricing has come down to where it's less expensive than your highest quality vinyl. And vinyl doesn't even stand a chance at competing against this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. And I can install it quicker and more efficiently. It comes with a 30-year non-prorated warranty. They used to, that's nuts to me.
Yeah.
And then they say, okay, hail up to 2.5 inches. This last year, they said, let's take away the 2.5 inches. It's now just hail. So, like, you don't have warranties like that on any other product. So that's actually, I'm finishing up siding jobs right now as I'm working this side of the business so that later we can, go into doing the roof.
So the information from the National Weather Service, large to giant hail. How do you work with giant hail, Aaron?
I have services that tell me exactly if it's 1.5 or 3/4. That's funny. You've got a little more generic information there than what I have. I have it down to the geocode of like the houses.
If they can get it to the geocode for a prediction, now we're talking.
Oh, that'd be great.
Now, so this is what was forecast for tonight.
And it's been a long time since Red Oak's been hit hard, and unfortunately now we're going to get kerwhammy. Tonight, I'm very afraid that tonight is going to be worse.
I mean, looking at what the professionals say, that there is a good chance.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just have to wait and see on that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I appreciate the time.
Anything else?
I do want to let you know, since I've done a lot of those large projects, I've learned the ropes of a lot of this architects meetings. And so now I have multiple architects out of Des Moines and Omaha that I'm actually on their preferred bidders list.
Yeah.
I mean, not that that means anything to folks around here, but it's interesting to have some clout. But those are the main things I wanted to talk about.
How do people reach out to you again,
Aaron? 712-789-0220, and I please do request for me to be able to do an overview of information if you do happen to be interested in signing with an out-of-town contractor. And by the way, all of our local folks, please give them an opportunity. I'm here touting my own services, but we've got a lot of folks here that are going to have a lot of work. There's no reason for us to fight amongst each other. In fact, I'm actually kicking around and talking with the chamber right now. I want to form like a Southwest Iowa Roofing Alliance. I don't look at my competitors. A lot of roofing guys are kind of, you know, I'm not. I want to embrace them. We should work together. We can get a lot of synergy, especially working here in Southwest Iowa. It's way different than working in the city.
Yeah.
So if anybody's interested that owns a roofing company, please reach out to me. I'd be interested in forming something like that if somebody wants to help.
Very cool. All right, Aaron, you have a job to get to.
I do. I'm going to an emergency right now.
You have one right now. They're waiting on you to get there. So
Thank you. Nice
to visit with you. A pleasure to visit with you. Aaron Johnson with me this morning from Ibex Roofing, 712-789-0220.
KCSI-FM, Valeska, Red Oak, and